So good afternoon and welcome to the undergraduate oral competition. My name is Stephanie Burnett and I'll be moderating today. For the undergraduates, I just wanted to give you a heads up that you have 13 minutes for your presentation, and Dave Kopsel over here in the blue shirt is going to be standing up at 10 minutes to just kind of give you a heads up, so that when you get close to your time, you'll have an indication that you should be close to the end. So another kind of just brief announcement. Yes, sir, in the back.
Does that include questions?
Yes, so 11 to 13 minutes including questions. Yep, thank you. So another just brief announcement is that there will be awards for the students who do the best in the competition, and those will be announced at the business meeting on Friday morning. So we have some judges who are going to be kind of looking at your presentations today. So our first presenter is going to be Tessa Barker. Tessa's with Oregon State University, and her presentation is Cultivar and Growing Media Affect Root Length and Number During Fall Olive Propagation in Oregon. Thank you, Tessa.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tessa Barker, and I'm presenting today for a colleague, another undergraduate, Tessa Walker, who unfortunately couldn't be here. And this project was done under leadership of Javier Fernandez-Salvador and our propagation specialist, Heather Stoven. And so as she said, I'll be talking about fall olive propagation in Oregon. So the olive industry in Oregon started 20 years ago with one farm and one mill, and now there are approximately 15 growers producing 6 commercial oils, and there's increasing interest from the industry. And the olive project at the University of Oregon currently focuses on 3 components. We are doing evaluations of cultivar cold hardiness. We're looking at up-potting for orchard establishment. And we're also looking at propagation methods, which I'm going to be talking about. And the knowledge of propagation techniques to produce planting stock for this region is pretty crucial because most of the olives produced in this country are grown in warmer regions, such as California, and so we really need to be looking at methods that can be adapted to our climate. So the objectives for the propagation study were to determine the rooting response of potential cold hardy cultivars to growing media during fall propagation in Oregon. And we looked at 3 different cultivars. We looked at Frontoyo, which is considered to be easy to root, Merino, which is moderate rooting, and then Grignon, which has unknown rooting capacity. We looked at 2 different growing media, and we also collected root length data, root number, and then we looked at percentage rooting overall. And so a little bit about the methods. In August of 2017, we went to an orchard in Dallas, Oregon, and collected 64 3-inch cuttings for those 3 cultivars. And then half of each went into each planting media, and so 32 of each cultivar were dipped into the 3,000 parts per million IBA rooting hormone and planted in the 2 trays. And then the picture on the right, shows how first you take a larger branch and then you cut it into the individual cuttings. And with those, you want to have 3 to 4 nodes is ideal because the new roots are going to grow out of that bottom node. And then you remove the leaves from the first 2 nodes and you leave them on the upper 2. And also if there are any side shoots coming off, you also want to remove those because they tend to wilt pretty quickly and then rot. And so they're not really needed. In terms of the 2 substrates that we used, we looked at 100% fine-grade propagation perlite and then a 1-to-1 ratio of the perlite and horticultural peat moss by volume. And the reason for this was that the olive propagation manual recommends the 100% perlite. However, our propagation specialists have had more personal success with other propagation projects looking at the mix of peat moss and perlite, and so we wanted to try both. And after preparation, the cuttings were arranged in a heated greenhouse on benches with bottom heat, and there was a mist system, and they're arranged in a completely randomized design. And then about 6 months later, we collected data. We looked at number of roots per cutting, total root length. And for that, we looked at the longest root, and then if there were any side branches, we added that to the total root length, and so you just get the 1 number. And our initial results, we found that on average, or that Frontoya had the greatest average root number, followed by Grignon and then Moreno. For root length, Frontoya was also first, but then second was Moreno, then Grignon. And as we suspected, the cuttings grown in the peat perlite mix had a greater average number of roots for all cultivars, and that was compared to the 100% perlite. And in terms of rooting percentage, all cultivars had a higher rooting percentage in the peat perlite mix. And here's just a little bit, a look at the numbers. And so as you can see, Frontoya has the greatest root number and the greatest root length by quite a bit. And then looking at media, peat perlite had more, and root length was also greater. And so our initial findings suggest that Frontoya is easy to root, while Moreno is moderate rooting, and that the rooting capacity of Grignon is between that of Frontoya and Moreno. And so this was just the start of the project. Some future directions that we're going to be taking, we're looking at different timings of propagation, looking at summer, spring, and fall. And we actually already started some this past spring, took a few more last week, and we're also going to be looking at different cultivars and different hormones, different hormone concentrations, and different propagation media. So there's a lot to look at and a lot to perfect to really get this off the ground. And acknowledgments, just want to thank the OSU College of Agriculture for various internships that allowed me to work on this project, a grant from Western SARE, Marion Polk County's, and also olive growers of Oregon, including Red Ridge Farms and La Creole, for giving us plants to take cuttings from. Very grateful. All right, any questions? Yeah.
So you said in your introduction that one of the purposes of this study was to get some region-specific data for sort of a more northern state.
Yeah. Yeah, and so just to repeat the question, the question was whether or not region matters with propagation methods. And we were thinking about this, and especially because the olive propagation manual that's published in Italy that focuses on, they recommend you use the 100% perlite, but we were guessing that that in our region, you know, there might be differences. Also, I think it's the timing of year could have an impact. In terms of whether or not, you know, you're having warmer weather or cooler, just because you really need to be keeping the cuttings moist. And so having, I think, the increased water holding capacity of the peat could really be beneficial. Yeah.
Would these techniques be something you're envisioning a grower would be able to do on their own, or would they also need sort of the professional greenhouse conditions that you have?
Yeah, and so the question is whether or not a grower could be using these methods. And so actually in all of these projects, we're working with grower collaborators, and so we're setting up, we're helping them set up greenhouse misting systems. However, also the seasonal variability is a way for farmers, if they maybe don't want to set up a sort of more intensive greenhouse structure. I believe some farmers have been, that's why they look to the fall propagation, because then the lower temperatures in the winter, there's less of a need to really consistently keep those cuttings moist. Yeah.
Where important would olive production be centered, like in the Willamette Valley or on the eastern side of the mountains, the arid region? Where in the state is this industry established?
Yeah, so the question was where in the state of Oregon this region or this an olive industry would be established. And I believe currently most are in the Willamette Valley in Yamhill, Marion counties. But due to olive being a pretty drought-tolerant crop, we imagine it would have success in eastern Oregon as well. Great, thank you so much. Okay.